Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Some of the most beautiful words from Holy Scripture come directly from St. Paul in our epistle lesson for this evening. For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You are not your own. Those are absolutely beautiful gospel-based words, because it shows us that salvation has come from outside of ourselves. It shows us that no matter how much we worked to pay off our own debts, our own sin, our own trespasses, to work to pay them off toward God and toward one another, that no matter what, we would still fail and hell would be facing us. But the gospel message is, you are not your own. You were bought for a price. And that price is the life of God incarnate. That price is the life of a perfect baby boy born in Bethlehem, a perfect child who listened and who followed instructions, the perfect child who grew into a man and healed countless people, who proclaimed a wonderful deed that he was doing, who fed both the 5,000 and the 4,000, those who were hungry, those who were in need. He healed the blind, the deaf, the maimed, and he even raised people from the dead. You are not your own. You have been bought. You have been paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how much your God loves you. The body that he has given you, as much as you might curse it on certain days, is a temple of the Holy Spirit. God has given you your body that you might use your body not to glorify your sinful desires, but that you may use your body to glorify the one who has purchased you. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Everything that you do with your eyes, everything that you do with your feet, every act that you do with your hands, every word that comes out of your mouth, these are all things that should glorify God. Because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God has given you this gift because you are washed in the waters of holy baptism. He has called you his own. He has called you his child. You are not your own. How should we treat our bodies? Should we work to destroy them? Should we cause all sorts of marks on them? Should we take what God has given and cut it off? God forbid. No, we do not maim our bodies, but rather we use our bodies to glorify God. Do we use our bodies to attach ourselves to harlotry? Not just an actual prostitute, but whoring ourselves out to the highest bidder, chasing after other false gods? Do we use our bodies to glorify the passions of this world? Or do we use them to glorify God? It is very easy to use this passage to discuss the importance of holy matrimony, because God himself has created it. In the garden, before the fall into sin, God said, "It is not good that man should be alone, but I will make a helpmeet for him." It's no secret that usually men live longer lives if they are married. And there's a plethora of reasons for that. I go to the doctor more than if it was just me. I eat healthier food than if it's just me. There's a wonderful thing to have that helper given by God to share a one flesh union. There is joy in that, even in the midst of days of pain, of anger, of heartache. There is joy in that companionship. The two shall become one flesh. St. Paul here is quoting God in the Old Testament. He is quoting Jesus Christ as well in the New Testament. The two become one flesh. That union of man and woman should only occur after the bonds of holy matrimony. That act of the marriage bed should only occur where God has actually given it. When we attach our flesh to someone who is not our wife or our husband, we do a huge disservice to the temple of the Holy Spirit. That act of marriage bed is a gift from God to be used according to His desires. And His desires is that a man and a woman should come together in those bonds of holy matrimony, that they might come together here before the altar of the Lord, that they might swear before God, their family, and the congregation, those groups of people that come to hear it, they should swear before them that they would rather die than ever let something tear that flesh apart. Holy matrimony, as it's created by God, is for life. We can pretend that it's okay. We can pretend that children who are suffering aren't really suffering just because something is so prevalent. We can pretend these things all day long, but it doesn't actually make it true. Now, are there children that suffer when a man and a woman come together in holy matrimony? Yes, there are children that suffer in there too. But I have found time and time again that overall, on the whole and for the most part, when we try to follow God's created order for things, things seem to go a little bit better. Life isn't going to just be easy for you if you get married and then have children according to God's holy will. But you can see how much better God's plan is for our lives. We are not to take God's marriage gift before the time that He has given it to us. We are not to join our flesh, a temple of the Holy Spirit, to those who are not our husband or wife, whether before marriage or after marriage. It is all adultery. It is all not pleasing to God. But even in the midst of this sin and the heartache and the brokenness of this world, Jesus Christ still died. There is forgiveness in Christ for this act. But in our gospel lesson, Jesus tells us what there is no forgiveness for, and that is blaspheming the Holy Spirit. What is blaspheming the Holy Spirit, you might ask? Rejecting the gift of faith. You cannot be saved if you reject the gift of that grace won by Jesus Christ. He who is not with me is against me, Jesus said, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. You are gathered with him this very evening. The devil will try to scatter you. He tried to do it in 2020, and it looks like he's trying to do it once again. Don't let him. Let's not do this again, okay? Gather as he calls us to gather. Love the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your being, because he first loved us. And love your neighbor as yourself. All other sins can be forgiven, Jesus says, with repentance, but to sin against the Holy Spirit, to reject that gift of faith, there is no coming back from. Yes, in our life, we might have a chance to return. But once the hour of death approaches, once the hour that the trumpets sound happen, there is no second chance after you die. There is no second chance after those trumpets sound and Jesus returns. Then it will be too late. And all those who rejected that free gift of grace will spend eternity in hell. That's the reality of what the scriptures teach. Anyone who tells you otherwise is lying to you. Anyone who tells you that there are multiple paths to the same God is a liar, following the lies of the father of lies, the devil. Use your mouth, your lips, to proclaim Jesus. Do not use them to cut down fellow Christians. Do not use them to gossip, tell lies, slander, betray one another. But use your mouth to proclaim Jesus and to proclaim the mighty deeds that he has done and to proclaim the fact that even if you don't like someone, they were still loved enough by God to be died for. I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it on the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. A good heart, a heart that has been fixed by Jesus, will produce good fruits, good words, good proclamations about one another. But an evil heart, a heart that does not yearn for Christ, will tell lies, will gossip, will slander, will try to hurt others with the way that they speak. Those trees will be cut down. Let Jesus Christ transform your hearts. Let him be the very thing that your heart yearns for, that it pumps for. Let him take the heart of stone out of your body and replace it with a fleshy heart, a flesh that follows him. You are not your own. You are a temple of the Holy Spirit. You were bought for a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. The church sings. Jesus, all thy children cherish, and keep them that they never perish, whom thou hast purchased with thy blood. Let new life to us be given, that we may look to thee in heaven, whenever fearful is our mood. Thy spirit on us pour, that we may love thee more, hearts overflowing. And then will we be true to thee in death and life eternally. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.